Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here on my weekly podcast, Let There Be Light. So the mission of my podcast is to discover light among the dark world that we live in. And I want to pivot away from some of the heavier topics that we've been discussing in the past, the topic of the election or the topic of the coronavirus, and just talk about something else that, personally I struggle with and I imagine many of you struggle with as well. It's just a human challenge, and that is, how do we avoid burnout, or how do we make sure that our lives are full of excitement and creativity, and making sure that we don't fall into this deep hole of, routine and just blah. And I think that's something that we have to really examine all areas of life, from our professional lives to our personal lives, relationships in our lives, even our personal relationships, relationships with our spouses, our children, even with our spouses. I imagine many of us have been married for various amounts of time, some longer than others. But initially, there's this time of romance and time of excitement. And as the longer you're married, the more challenging it is to inject excitement and creativity into the relationship, because you know the person better and better. You're becoming more and more familiar with their faults and their weaknesses, and they're becoming more familiar with your faults and weaknesses. This broadcast is not about marriage. It's just about, in general, how do we pivot away from the familiarity of life that turns into a slog, that routine day after day, week after week, month after month. We get to work and it's the same routine, it's the same practices that we have to go through, the same checklist. We have, whatever area in life that we're involved with, we have the same responsibilities. How do we make sure that we stay on top of our game and stay away from burnout? So this is a challenge that we all have, and I believe, this is the challenge that we read about in the Shema twice a day. It says in the Shema, if you will listen to my mitzvot, which I will command you today. So what's the emphasis on commanding today, even though God commanded us, gave us the Torah many, many years ago? So Rashi famously in his commentary points out that the Torah should be as fresh to you on this very day as the first day you heard it. Now, could be you're practicing Judaism for many years, you're practicing the mitzvahs, and you're observant of the Torah for a very, very long time, but you should approach it with the same vigor and the same enthusiasm and the same excitement, the same creativity as you did as the first time you heard about it. Now, that's a very tall order. How does one approach anything important with the same enthusiasm as they did such a long time ago when they first heard it? And it's just human nature over time that we just lose our enthusiasm for the important things in life. So I think about that in life. We just have to be so careful from not just existing, but rather we have to be living. We have to be living our lives, living it with excitement, living it with enthusiasm, living it with passion, being passionate about the things we care about, being passionate about our Judaism, being passionate about our Torah study, being passionate about our daily tefillah, our daily prayers, connecting to God, being passionate about our relationships with our parents, our spouses, our children. Just and always trying to rethink how we can be more creative in life, because it's always going to require some thought how to be more creative to make sure that we don't just fall into that routine. So recently, I came upon a podcast, and then I read this book by this very compelling author. Her name is Elizabeth Gilbert. She was famous for for a book she wrote years ago, Eat, Pray, Love, which was turned into a movie. But she wrote more recently this book called Big Magic. And I was listening to some of her comments on the book, some of her main ideas that she articulated, and it really resonated with me. And I've been trying to put some of those ideas into practice in my life, and it's been helpful to me. So I just want to share that with you today. Again, the goal I'm trying to convey is, you know, the word hayom, today, that every single day should be as fresh and as exciting, as invigorating as it was in the past, even though, you know, you may have been married for 3 or 4 decades, and you may have been you may have been at your job for 3 or 4 decades, or you may have been practicing Judaism for 3 or 4 decades, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, we should always think about what we can do to up our game and live a more creative life. So she writes, first of all, that a creative life is an amplified life. It's a bigger life. It's a happier life. It's an expanded life. And it's a heck of a lot more interesting life. Living in this manner, continually and stubbornly bringing forth the jewels that are hidden within you, is a fine art in and of itself. So, you know, that's obviously a very compelling idea, living a creative life. And when we ask ourselves, you know, what's holding us back? What's holding us back from taking our creativity to the next level? You know, everybody has their own skill sets and their own talents, and everybody can, I imagine, think about what project that they've put on the back burner, or what thing that they've, you know, they can dust off the shelf, you know, what idea that they can dust off the shelf and they haven't. And there's a lot of, and there's a lot of different reasons why that has not happened. But what are the primary reasons, and this is something Elizabeth Gilbert talks about as well, is what's holding us back is fear. There's a lot of fear. You know, what happens if it's not going to work out? What happens? What are people going to say? What are, you know, there's a whole host of reasons why we're afraid to unleash our creativity. We all have this potential within us. You know, God created us, it says, B'Tselem Elokim, God created us in his image, but not only in his image, in the image of Elokim. And one of the famous ideas Rabbi Chaim Volozhin states is the Elokim, the name of God, of Elokim, God has several names, is that he's the all-powerful. And in a much smaller sense, of course, man is all-powerful. We all have this potential that remains to be unlocked within us, and we all have this creativity that remains to be unlocked from within us. And so what's holding us back? There's all different reasons why it's holding us back, but a big part of it is the fear that's holding us back. So she addresses that, and she says that whenever we think about the fear is always going to be a part of us, and there's always going to be there. We can't say, okay, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. It's going to be part of us. The creativity is always going to have the fear in the background, but we need to address the fear. So she has something in her book, her prescription for fear, and it comes in the form of this welcome speech. And I just want to read it to you because I just found this very, very compelling. So she writes as follows. She addresses fear directly. Or we can all address our own fear directly. So this is how it goes. Dearest fear, creativity and I are about to go on a road trip together. I understand you'll be joining us because you always do. I acknowledge that you believe you have an important job to do in my life and that you take your job seriously. Apparently, your job is to induce complete panic whenever I'm about to do anything interesting. And may I say, you are superb at your job. So by all means, keep doing your job if you feel you must. But I will also be doing my job on this road trip, which is to work hard and stay focused. And creativity will be doing its job, which is to remain stimulating and inspiring. There is plenty of room in this vehicle for all of us, so make yourself at home. But understand this, creativity and I are the only ones who will be making any decisions along the way. You're allowed to have a seat, and you're allowed to have a voice, but you are not allowed to have a vote. You're not allowed to touch the roadmaps. You're not allowed to suggest detours. You're not allowed to fiddle with the temperature. Dude, you're not even allowed to touch the radio. But above all else, my dear old familiar friend, you are absolutely forbidden to drive. Now, what this got me, these were the words of Elizabeth Gilbert, both in her on her podcast and in her book, Big Magic. What this got me was because sometimes we just say, okay, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, just, you know, you have creativity. Just move forward. No, you can't just say, don't be afraid. We all have our fears. We all have our things which are holding us back. That needs to be addressed. But despite the fact that fear is addressed, we still have the mandate and we still have the capabilities to tap into our creativity to move forward. So that is my challenge to all of you this week. My challenge to all of you this week is to think about our entire portfolio of life, you know, from our professional relationships to our personal relationships, and think about what can we do to inject some creativity in our lives. It can be a small thing with our spouse or our kids, or it can be something in our professional lives, a project that we have been putting off for a while, something which is really important to us, or just a hobby that we've put off for a while, and we just want to get creative. And for the longest time, we've been telling ourselves, no, you know, there's this going on and that going on, and you know, there's COVID or whatever. There's so many things going on, and we have to put that off. And we have to tell ourselves, no, em lo achshav em masai. If not now, then when? It's time for us to tap into our God-given capabilities to be creative in this world. You know, God gave us this world, and He gave us this mandate. You know, as He told Adam and Eve, pru urvu umilu es haaretz v'kivshu, be fruitful, multiply, and fill up the world and conquer it. What does conquer it mean? It means continue to approach the world with excitement, continue to approach the world with vigor, continue to approach the world with enthusiasm. Never just say, oh, it's just another Monday at work. It's just another Thanksgiving coming up. It's another Pesach, whatever it is. No, continue to approach life with enthusiasm, with zest, with vigor. Unleash your creativity, unleash your passions. Don't give in to your fear. That is our challenge. So that is my suggestion for all of you this week, to tap into your creativity, even if it's one small thing. And by doing that, you're not just going to be helping yourselves, you'll be helping out the world in general, because you'll be making this world a much, much happier and fulfilled place, and continue to bring light into the world. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.